For many students, taking out loans to pay for college is the inevitable price to pay if they want to further their education. The trade-off is that a college degree is supposed to be a ticket to a good-paying job to help pay off those loans. That hasn't always worked out for everyone, though, especially since the Great Recession, with estimates putting student loan debt collectively at more than $1.5 trillion in the United States, the issue isn't going away anytime soon. A new organization in the Madison area aims to help solve some of the problems associated with college debt by providing students from low to middle income households with zero interest loans in order to help them get a leg up. Masood Akhtar is an entrepreneur and founder of the new nonprofit Empowering Students for Success, as well as the group United Against Hate. Masood, thanks a lot for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having us here.
And Sam Salkowski is an incoming senior at Mount Horeb High School. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Masood, what inspired you to want to start this program?
Well, the idea has been floating around in my mind for a while. And because of my background, you know, I'm originally from India. I came to this country over 35 years ago, and I gave up my citizenship over 20 years ago. So I grew up in an environment of education. My father was a teacher. We grew up in a very small group, seven family members, took a nine. So education was number one. So education is really my passion, the way I grew up, and it's still with me. One of the things I started realizing that when people look at the unemployment rate of 3% or low, whether it is in Wisconsin or any other states, it's good. But at the same time, when you dig down deep into reality of what's happening, then you find out about 40% of Americans are still struggling daily, which bill they have to pay. And that, to me, is how should we address that issue. At the same time, when I was working on We Are Many United Against Hate, when I founded that movement, we started realizing that economic insecurity is really becoming a breeding ground for hate. And some of these people, if they don't go to college and they're available, they really become the prime target for these hate groups. And that started bothering us and our advisory board members. So we decided, okay, we got to do something about that. And one of the things is we really want to help these people from low and medium income families, regardless of their religion, color, or ethnicity, to go to college and have a creative mechanism in place so they can be successful. In addition, the idea is, which is unique, to build an inclusive community at the same time.
We'll get into more about how that works. Sam, I want to bring you in. You're on the board, I think, with United Against Hate. But let's talk about you as an incoming high school senior for a moment. What concerns do you and your classmates have when it comes to looking at the cost of college?
So just as you look, there's so many options, right? And with all these options, you choose one place that you want to go, or you choose three places that you want to go. And assuming you get in to the place you want to go, your dream school, there's still that consequence of quite possibly very large loans, debt that lasts you maybe a decade. And I think that's really a scary prospect for a lot of kids, especially when they're leaving the household and, you know, they're protected by their parents for, you know, 18 years. And then all of a sudden they're kicked out and shoved into debt.
Now, Masood, let's talk about how this would work. You're fundraising to try to make this a reality now. What do you envision this doing for students? It's partly the interest-free loans, and it's more than that, too.
Yeah, it's not. I just want to make sure that you review your people who are listening to this have a clear understanding of what we are trying to do. It's not just interest-free loan. What we are trying to do is empower these students to go to college and graduate with great GPA. So 0% interest financing is just one tool that we are offering. And it's also tied with jobs. So when you graduate, we sit down and figure this out, how you're going to pay it back. So that's that. But the other thing that I realized, talking to people nationally and in Wisconsin, that a lot of these parents, particularly single parents, are not educated enough in terms of opportunities. You know, when to apply for a scholarship, when to apply for assistantship, what those future would look like and what really needs to be done. I'm putting together a list of those mentors with different fields of specialization. The other part of that is going to be different fields of specialization, but also diversity of people. And here's the idea behind that. So when you request, let's assume, a $25,000 loan, we're going to ask you, what do you want to become? Is that a two-year associate degree or a four-year? What's your area of specialization? And let's see if you say mechanical engineer. We're going to say, okay, we have a volunteer who graduated from mechanical engineering, agreed to be your mentor over the next 2 to 4 years, work with you through the process, through job opportunities and when to apply and all of those things. But at the same time, this mentor will not be the same as you are. So if you are a white guy looking for this, the mentor may not be the same person. Because what I want to do through this, build this relationship between different communities over the next 4 years as a part of that, so they can also understand that. The other unique feature of this, I want to make sure these guys get good paying job. And the thing is that if they get a 3.91 GPA out of 4, their loan is completely forgiven. In exchange, what we're asking them to do, simply become the mentor for other people, because then they're going to go and recycle this. And the other item that's critical for this is that obviously it's a loan. So the money is going to come back to this nonprofit organization. So this is a very sustainable model to empower our students.
We're talking about a new nonprofit in Wisconsin called Empowering Students for Success. It aims ultimately to help provide students from low to middle income households with zero interest loans and other services, mentorship, among other things, as we've been hearing. We have Masood Akhtar with us and Sam Salkowski, incoming senior at Mount Horeb High School. Sam, you're a student, but you're involved in organizations with Masood here. What's leading you to get involved, not just, you know, looking out at your own college career, but getting involved in these issues with United Against Hate and now with this new effort?
I think it's really important to consider others in your journey throughout your life, right? And I think my life going forward could certainly, I could avoid all of these things and probably get to the same point. But the people who you interact with matter too. And when you can make a difference without, you know, impeding your own progress, and when you can make a difference, even if it does take some sacrifice, I think that's worth it.
And what do you think of this idea Masood's been talking about of mentorship? So it's not just about the loans, but the idea of getting that one-on-one work in whatever your field happens to be.
Well, I mean, the feeling of confusion and feeling lost when you're going into this big new experience of college and not knowing what you're doing, I think it's really important that you have someone who's successful, someone who knows what they're doing, and someone who's not like you, who can take you through the steps, encourage you, and give you opportunities that you might not otherwise have.
Now, Masood, this is on the ground floor here, but you've brought a bunch of stakeholders from around the state on board. Can you talk about some of the people who are getting involved in this effort at the outset?
Yeah, I think that was my starting point. I just want to make sure that people who are associated with university, for example, or colleges, and even though in a nonpartisan way, so we have, for example, John Wiley, the former chancellor, on the board. Kevin Riley, the former president of UW System, is on that. And think about MITC folks on this. At the same time, you know, Scott, the president of Edgewood College, is on that. Also, we have a representative from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, because my intent is to keep it nonpartisan, but bring those people who are business-oriented, at the same time have affiliation with the university, so we do things properly.
Now, the interest-free loan, how much of a difference does that interest make for students, given the interest rates that student loans are under right now?
Well, students still have to pay the interest rate, you know, 5 to 6%, even more than a bank can borrow from the same thing. But the critical point is that, let's assume when they graduate, 6 months after graduation, it doesn't matter whether the economy is doing good or bad. If they don't have a job, they have to start paying back. And what happens in that situation is that although you got a degree, you were looking for a better job, they have nothing to do with the economy, and then all of a sudden they have to work somewhere at $7 an hour because they have to pay interest, they have to pay loan. That's the reason in this model is not just the interest-free, but we want to make sure it's tied with their job, and then the mentorship and other opportunities, and if you get 3.91 out of 4, it's forgiven. There's so many of those incentives out there because the ultimate goal is you graduate with the best GPA possible, a strong curriculum, and a strong resume that you build, then you can be successful, and then you do exactly what Empowering Students for Success is planning to do. The thing that bothers me a little bit, you know, when I look at Wisconsin, only 29% people right now have an undergraduate degree. That, from my perspective, is significantly low. I think we really need to go and talk with these students and explain to them the importance of getting higher education.
So we continue our conversation about a new organization that's aiming to provide zero-interest college loans to low- and middle-income students, as well as career advice, mentorship, and other assistance. Our guests are Masood Akhtar and Sam Salkowski. They're both involved with the project. They're both also involved with the group United Against Hate. Sam is a soon-to-be senior at Mount Horeb High School. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? Do you have questions about how this could work? Do we need more programs like this to try to tackle student loan debt? And what's your own story when it comes to dealing with the costs of higher education? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll go to your calls now. We've got Steve on the line in Sussex. Steve, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to bring up, Steve?
Just a couple things that I think that the student loan debt thing that everybody's talking about. My daughter's going to college, and she has probably about $60,000 debt right now. But some kids go to school, like, and they go to like Yale or whatever, or even Madison, and knowing that it's super expensive, or you can go to a cheaper school, get the same degree, and have half as much debt. And also the other thing is like the kind of degrees kids are getting. Like, do we need 16th century European art history majors? No, we need welders and printers and plumbers. I think kids are being pushed into four-year degrees when it's totally not necessary.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Masood, in counseling for students that you work with, will you look at things like, you know, the affordability of this college versus that and the employability of this major versus that?
Yes, I think that will be a part of the mentorship as well. Then people will apply for it. We're going to have a mentor work with them to help them with whatever help that's needed.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Is that part of the goal, though, to maybe provide access to what might be a more expensive school than a low-income household would ordinarily be able to think about?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Is part of your goal to help provide access to something that a lower-income family might not have had on their radar, might not have been able to afford?
Oh, yeah. We are going to do quite a bit of outreach to the network that we are working on it to make sure they are aware of this opportunity.
And Sam, as you, I know we talked off air, you're shopping around for colleges, getting ready for those applications. Are you in your head as you approach this, looking at things like how expensive is this college? Are the majors available to me something that it's going to be employable down the road?
Yeah, I mean, again, just it's about what you want to do. What are you going to enjoy when you're an adult and you're working in the workforce? And there are so many things that I'm interested in, and going to college is a good way to find interests. And, of course, the cost is a really consequential thing. So it's definitely something that, as a student, you have to consider before diving into it without qualms.
And, Masood, I know sometimes people push back on the idea that college is just about employability. Do you see value to a well-rounded education apart from what is the job the day after graduation?
Yeah, I do see it. As I said, this particular model is not just to get the higher education, but also build a relationship with different communities as well. You know, as I said, we just want to make sure that these kids actually do get the kinds of things and have a better future, and inclusivity is on the top of the list. So absolutely, I think there's much more than just the employability of the people who are going to borrow money.
Let's go back to our callers now. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hi. Hey, Rob. So I think this is a great topic, and I think that this is something that definitely needs to be discussed. The more education people have, the more well-rounded they are, and I also think it produces more understanding and subsequently produces stronger communities as a whole. Personally, I went to UWM. I graduated with a double major of political science and history. Then I started working on a master's of public administration and got through 24 of 42 credits. I got divorced and I had to drop out for a while. And I have $60,000 in student loan debts. And I have no way to get any money from FAFSA to go back to school because I was outside of, you know, like an expiration period. And so a program like this would have been absolutely fantastic because I come from a middle income family. I've been on my own for years. And, you know, something like this would have been absolutely critical. And I think it's a great program and a fantastic topic. And I'm glad you're addressing it.
All right, Marcus, good luck to you with that debt and with your career. Masood, do you see this helping people pursue careers like maybe in public administration like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's critical.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call. Let's get a story now from Karen with us in Madison. Karen, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. My story is very personal, like everyone's. First of all, I want to say that when I went to college, it cost me $265 a semester, and books were less than $100, and I went to the University of Wisconsin. And then when I returned to school to finish my degree, because I dropped out, I went to Edgewood, and I asked my dad. I said, Dad, I'll have to take out a loan to do this. And he said, well, Karen, it'll cost you less than a used car to do this. And it did. It was like a $7,000 loan. My sister is she graduated as a PA. She went back to school when her boys were in high school, and she became a PA, and her sons all had a physical illness that was very, it was not, they didn't know what it was, and her oldest son went to college at the university in Milwaukee while she was going to school here in Madison. And he died from the illness. Its severest consequence was deep depression, and they really didn't know what it was at the time. Her second son has the same.
Karen, I'm very sorry about the loss of your family. We don't have a lot of time, though, and I want to bring our guests back in. And Masood, Karen's starting point there, things are different today than a lot of people might have experienced when it comes to the costs of college.
Yeah, it had gone up substantially over time, and I think this is causing a lot of problem. But I think our goal here is to sit down with these parents and sit down with these kids and talk about what those barriers are and come up with a solution that works for them, for that particular family.
All right. Thanks for the call. And again, sorry about the loss in your family. Time, I think, for one more caller. We've got Sam with us in Madison. Sam, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Sam?
I think high school is really the time for finding what you're passionate about, finding what you want to do, and not college, not spending, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a year. And employability is a huge factor. You don't need to be passionate about your job as long as you've got a job that allows you to live the lifestyle you want to live.
Sam, thanks for the call. And Sam in the studio, do you feel like you have some of those opportunities in high school to try to figure out what you're passionate about?
Yeah, and I certainly agree. I think at my high school, there's certainly opportunities that give me abilities to explore what I enjoy. And that's part of the reason why I'm interested in what I am currently interested in. But we have to consider that there are also other situations and lower income schools and rural schools that maybe don't offer as many classes or so forth. So it's just something to consider when sometimes high school isn't really the place that can provide those opportunities.
And Masood, in just our last few moments, what's your timeline for getting this thing rolling?
Well, this is at a very early stage right now. I'm still looking for volunteers to come forward and help us with social media and website, putting together a list of mentors, and just going out and raising money. Providing a $25,000 seed money, you still have to raise $2 million to do that. But your listeners, they're out there, you know, if they're interested, they can get back to me with and contact me, and then we can work together on some of these things.
And they can find you, Empowering Students for Success. What's the best way to find that online?
They can send me an email about makhtar623@gmail.com.
All right, Masood, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
Sam, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Masood Akhtar, entrepreneur and founder of the new nonprofit we've been talking about, Empowering Students for Success. And Sam Salkowski is with us, incoming senior at Mount Horeb High School.